You know, the weird thing about doing it like this is that I'm talking to myself. Not very good. Well, I am going to talk to myself. But anyway, welcome back to It Starts With You podcast with me, Mark Hopkins. And this is a one-man podcast in this episode. I'm doing my best to book in people into my podcast over the next couple of weeks and get some thought people out there, people thinking, and do more video as well at the same time. But mostly to say thanks for sticking around if you've still got this subscribed in your podcast, or if you're a new listener, thank you for becoming a new listener. These are testing times, and in testing times we really do find ourselves. I think in the last 6 months I've really found myself. Not that I lost myself in the first place, and that's the important part. I didn't really lose myself. I think I found a lot of things about myself: tolerance levels, worry, anxiety. I never found myself as a person that suffers from anxiety or suffers from worrying about things. Normally, I'm an optimistic guy that focuses on what I need to do, goals. And when you remove goals from things, when you remove the future from people, and uncertainty, then I think is the right word to use. When you remove certainty from people, you get a measure of them, you see what they really like. And a lot of people have discovered in the last 6 months what that is. Everything from being made redundant all the way through to personal things like getting divorced or losing loved ones, and the life sucked out of you in whatever you loved doing and you got paid to do, all the way through to your person you thought you were with isn't the right person. For me, it's been the last 6 months, business-wise, the greatest challenge, greatest mindfuck, if I'm honest with you, for me, and where I want to go with things. I tried keeping it together for a few months. I had to drop out for a good period of time and really assess what I wanted to do. And then about July, I just woke up one morning and said, "What am I doing? What am I doing here? I need to carry on. I need to focus. I need to do something." So I did as much as I could, as much as I possibly could, considering there was nothing going on. And as a result of 2 months of trying to work that out, these last few weeks, things have picked up. I've got a few bits on. Whether they come off or not is a different matter. I've challenged myself to do certain things now over the next couple of months to get more focused into getting back out there. But also at the same time, everything I've learned about patience and anxiety and anger management, I guess, where my future is, I'm using that now as a part of what goes on into the future. Change, developing yourself, making sure that your future holds something for you, and that the now we learn from for that future. I hope that makes sense. What I'm trying to say is we've all experienced something now collectively about ourselves in a time we never thought we were going to experience. And that's one thing about kind of the shock of it all, I think, is one of the biggest things, where we've gone from 1,000 miles an hour, you know, jumping on a train, doing your job, you know, having drinks with your mates, going to the restaurant, going to the cinema, doing everything, you know, theatre, everything in life, to none of that now. To the other side of it, where we thought, this is the thing that sticks in my head about this whole thing. There's a poster outside my old house in a little community area of this housing estate that I lived in, a really nice housing estate, and people across the road are like retired, some lawyers over there, there's a nurse down the bottom of the road, my wife's a nurse as well, so it was that kind of professional kind of working, maybe some of them were professional and they retired, thing, and there was a little green there, and there's a poster in the middle of the green, and it said, "Let's have a party when this is all over. As soon as we can go and mix and everything, let's have a bloody party, let's have a great time." And we all looked at it, and I remember just mentioning to the neighbours at the time, "This is a brilliant idea, you know, as soon as this is over, we're going to have a party." And then we get to the end of it, but we're not at the end of it. And we all kind of reluctantly kind of backed off quite a lot from this, and we're still sceptical about it. And my feelings about it is, it's We need to move forward now, but how? And that's the problem. We can't continue being scared, and we can't continue being worried about our future. And that's my learning the last 6 months. I let it in. I let it fester in me, and I really struggled for a month or two, and it really worried me. I had some horrible sleepless nights, and it was, and I never forget, really worried about things, and waking up in the middle of the night and kind of really struggling with things. So for me, these last 6 months have taught me something about myself that I need to take to the next level. And people say, teach yourself something in this great time. And I didn't learn a foreign language. I didn't learn anything else. I went mountain biking. I lost some weight, mostly from anxiety and worry. No, from walking, doing a lot of hiking and stuff. But it did teach me something. It really did teach me something to reflect upon it. And then about a month ago, I stumbled on a podcast. Actually, it was less than a month, about 2 weeks ago. I stumbled on a podcast he played Lex Luthor in Smallville. Michael Rosenbaum. He had a podcast with Stephen Amell. And right in the middle of the podcast, Stephen Amell has an anxiety attack. To give you some perspective why that happened, he's come to the end of his TV show Arrow, where he plays Oliver Queen, and he's knackered, he's drained, he's got no energy in him, and he has this breakdown in the middle of the podcast. It's an anxiety attack, and you can hear him heavy breathing, and he's getting, you know, he just needs some air, and then the next half of the podcast is 2 weeks later, where he talks about it and what happened, and he got home and they put him to sleep. A doctor came around and put him to sleep, put some IV in him, and he woke up the next day and talked to his wife and kind of got on with it, and it was probably a moment that he needed in his life. I'm not saying that happened to me, but boy, did that resonate with me when you hear that with people and the stress and strain that they put under themselves in times of which it's bloody hard. Yeah, that really got me. That really got me listening to that podcast. I'll try to put a link in the comments, so you can go and listen to it as well. It's an extraordinary podcast. To me, it was quite powerful to listen to, and helped me realise the last 6 months at the same time. Although it has been an ongoing process, and I've been checking myself and making sure. But one of the biggest things I've been doing as well these last 6 months is speaking to everyone. Anyone that comes forward and wants to speak to me, and I seeked out to speak to people as well. Because I think we need to decompress somehow. And even if you talk shit to a mate for 20 minutes, it helps. It helps. So I think that's what we needed to do. And that's what I did during that time. And that really helped. And as a result of it, I've got some really lovely friends now that I always thought we're friends, but we're a lot more closer. And when this is over, I'll chuck a poster up. When this is over, we're going to all meet up and get drunk or go and have a good time together and look back on this time. And someone quite recently just said to me, actually, we will, 6 months' time, we will look back on this time and wonder how did we survive, because things will be different again. And I agree with that. I agree with that. Things will be different again. So, yeah, this is what my podcast is normally about, is really talking about things. I try to make it a little bit more entertaining and less depressive, but it's the best I could do right now. coming soon, there's going to be a couple more podcasts and speaking with people. But if you want to be a guest on this podcast, it's called It Starts With You podcast, and it is about self-reflection. It's not just about recruitment. It's about everything. It's about self-reflection. It's about how do you move forward in your life to make it better. And that's what it's all about. It starts with you. Is it starting a business? Is it getting over loss? Is it just moving forward in your life? And we need to do that. We need to constantly keep moving forward. And that's been my motto for the last 5 years. Keep moving forward. But we also got to learn from what we've learned as well. So, yeah, sorry, I also got to learn from what we've experienced. So, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Speak to you soon. Take care.